This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at the Dallas Card Show, and Corey is gone. Will he be returning soon? Probably. But he is not here as we speak. I think he went to go buy cards. Or maybe
that's fair.
Use the restroom or get napkins. One of those three things is what I predict. By the way, we did more giveaways in the break. We gave away some of the autographs from the Vivid Baseball. Thank you very much to RJ Dukes. And, of course, Leaf and the Dallas Card Show for making all of these giveaways possible. We still have more giveaways. The doors are open to the VIPs if you want to come down. 777 Waters Creek in Allen, the Dallas Card Show. Corey, you're back.
What? Oh, yes, I am back.
I got scared that you'd left forever.
The one bathroom that's close, I didn't see paper towels earlier.
Oh.
They have the hand dryers. Mm. So the other bathroom, though, I knew way far away, had some paper towels. My Coca-Cola kind of exploded. So I had to go track some down.
Okay.
So I could soak up this so that Ruben wouldn't kill me.
From the 817, can I get a shout-out from my boss? We got return to office orders, and my boss approved my reasonable accommodation to allow me to continue working from home due to my disability. She's the bomb.
Nice.
Boom. I will tell you this. We don't get a lot of shout-outs for people's bosses.
Nah. No, you're
They're
right.
They're usually sarcastic. That was not sarcastic at all.
Not everybody loves their boss. All right? I understand that. Not everybody does. I've been pretty lucky that most of the bosses I've had in my career have had pretty decent relationships with.
I've been pretty happy
about that.
All right. We have a lot to try to tackle here. Here are your options. Good Rangers news. Kyle Gibson giving an amazing breakdown about Tommy John surgery. Or
favorite flavor Uncrustable.
Favorite flavor of Uncrustable or more gridiron. These are your choices. We've got a lot to chop up right here.
All right. What was the first option?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you want more gridiron?
Sure.
All right, let's do more gridiron.
No, I can give you. I've got lots of amazing Rangers news.
All right.
All right. Wyatt Langford. I realize he's only played 4 games. But in the Cactus League thus far, would you like to guess what his OPS is?
1.755.
Ooh, too high. Makes this feel less impressive.
1.655.
Too high. 1.14. Stop. Guessing.
All right.
1 point, although it actually sounded like you might have been about to get it right. 1.448 is Wyatt Langford's OPS. It's only 4 games, spring training. I get all that, but that's insane.
That is very impressive, and it is very expected out of him. He's one of those guys that I think it's going to be about 3 years before he doesn't do this in spring training. That's whenever he's like, okay, you know, I know what I'm doing now. Like right now, he's still like, I got stuff to prove. And he's got such a great launching pad for himself. Like he's really going to be, his trajectory is going to be great. But it's great to hear that that's starting off that way, because you would love for the rest of the team to catch on to that spark
yes,
early from
absolutely.
Him and carry with it.
Now, I know it's not super likely at the moment that he'll break camp with the team, but I've continued to have Alejandro Osuna fever. He entered the game in center late yesterday, hit his first home run of the spring to open the lead up for the Rangers. His OPS thus far in spring training, 1.333.
He's almost as... That's better than Wyatt.
That's a little bit lower.
Okay, all right.
His OPS is eighth among all players in Arizona and Florida.
Jeez, dude.
Well, that are currently in Major League spring training. I just want to throw all high school players and college
Boch
players.
Boch has got to love that, right?
Yes.
He
makes defensive plays.
That's Boch's kind of player right there. He loves what they have. Like Corey Seager obviously is a Boch type player. He had Barry Bonds at one point. Hell. But this kind of player is a coach's dream to have a guy that just, hey, I love being out on the baseball field. I'm giving everything I got. And I'm pretty damn good at it, too.
Who is the guy? God, this is driving
Rusty
me crazy.
Greer.
No. In Ted Lasso, that football is life.
Yeah, Denny Rojas.
Okay. By the way, Ted Lasso coming back with the fourth season, apparently.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. It's a terrible idea.
Amazing.
Now, if they did the show without Ted Lasso and kept the show going, I think that's a great idea.
Stop.
But some people have said that Osuna kind of has that vibe to him, because if you ask him, he'll be like, oh my God, I love baseball.
He does.
And he's like, what do you think about other than baseball? He goes, no, like, I love baseball. I want to talk about baseball. I want to think about baseball. I want to practice baseball at all times. So some people think he's kind of got that Danny Rojas likable love of the sport vibe going for
him. Well, I mean, Josh Young's that kind of guy.
I can
see
that. From
what we understand.
Yeah.
Jake Berger's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
They just want to be around the game. It's what they do.
Josh Young, do you remember our first interview with him? It was at spring training, and he was late, and he came, but I don't mean that in a negative, but he was late because he came running up, and he's like, sorry, guys, I was just out in the field practicing, and sometimes you just lose track of time. And it was like, because to your point, Corey, he loves baseball so much, and then he ran up to our interview and apologized, and I was like, I hope you are the best baseball player ever.
Yeah, he did. He was like, I had to get an extra 20 minutes of infielding.
Yeah,
like that's the kind of guy you want, those guys on your team, because
for sure
they're making Kevin. If there's a veteran that's out there that's like, oh, I don't have to, but he's doing it. You know, it's one of those things that just makes every other guy on the team go, you know what? That's just the culture. That's how we do.
And just in case anybody's curious, I really, really like Ted Lasso. I just think they wrapped his part of the story up perfectly.
You don't know what his next chapter is, Kevin.
Okay.
You have multiple chapters in your life.
That's true. Hopefully I'll write them better than
season
3 of Ted Lasso.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can we at least admit that season wasn't that great, but they nailed the finale. And now they're unnailing it by having a season 4. I just thought it was going to continue with the rest of the group. They're like, hey, you love Roy and Kaylee and all
Kevin,
of them.
You know how this works. Apple came to them and said, hey, but we want you back for an extra $30 million. And
yeah.
He couldn't deny it.
Would you like a briefcase of money? No, thanks. Truck of money? No, thanks. Dump truck of money?
Mm-mm. Swimming
All
pool
right.
of money.
I'm All right. in.
Deal.
All right. I got more
We're
good.
Give you one of those Scrooge McDuck silos.
Yes.
Even my kids said they wanted to dive in it, too, but they
Everybody
also
does.
Agreed. They'll break your face.
Even though coins aren't a liquid.
Yep.
So more positive Rangers for news for you. Do you want offense or pitching?
Pitching.
All right. Tyler Mahle. And this is a very positive thing. We talked about it. We're concerned about Cody Bradford. The MRI came back clean, but he will still be on the IL to start the season.
Stinks.
So when Tyler Mahle, who's already, he was coming back from an injury to the Rangers, and when he came back, he had arm fatigue and had to be shut down again. So plenty of reason for concern. Tyler Mahle, he pitched 4 innings in a AA exhibition. He threw 42 of his 55 pitches for strikes, walked nobody, and struck out 5 people.
All right.
Now, he did also give up 3 runs and 6 hits. I don't know if you care about that part, because it is spring training and it's a AA exhibition, but he was throwing his pitches for strikes. He was getting swings and misses.
Yep.
And maybe most importantly, he was able to go out there and throw.
How many innings did you say again?
4 innings.
I feel like if it had gone two more innings, he probably would have had a quality start.
Yeah, I just don't think they, you know, they haven't stretched him all the way out.
No, that's what I'm feeling, though, is like he has quality starts, all I'm asking out of him.
Sure,
honestly.
Sure.
DeGrom, I'm asking no hitters. All right. Like, and I know that's, he's the kind of guy that can do multiple in a game in a year if he wants to.
Absolutely.
But with a guy like Malley, all I'm asking is give me a quality start so my team can have a shot to win.
Sure, sure, sure. I get that. And then for Adolis Garcia, I wanted to say Adrian Beltre. I was like, that's not right.
He's going to be at the card show this weekend, I believe.
Yes, Adrian Beltre is signing at the card show this weekend. But Adolis Garcia set his goal for the season, 50 home runs. I don't know if you count what happened yesterday, but he did launch his first home run, hit the second pitch of the second inning, gone off of Robbie Ray, if you're not fancy. And we talked about it the day before. He had been smashing the exit velocity on some of these pitches.
He's the kind of guy that I believe can manifest 50. Like, he's
okay.
Like, I'm going to go out there and hit 50, and he's trying to hit 50, but he also doesn't do it sacrificing RBIs. You know, like, he's one of those guys that he's not just trying to go out there and pop solo shots. He's going to have runners in scoring position. If he is in his vibe, Adolis Garcia is the most dangerous hitter on this team.
Oh, man. That is a fascinating way to put that. Because in his vibe, mm-hmm. It does feel like that Adolis is unstoppable.
You saw it against Houston.
ALCS Adolis was just the most unbelievable. All right. Do you think we could possibly get to, here's my request for Adolis, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, and be in the Gold Glove discussion?
That would be a really good season.
Okay.
That's the low bar for me, though.
The low bar?
Yeah, I'm going 50, 120 in the Gold Glove discussion for him. But again, that does come down to if Wyatt Langford's cleaning up in front of him, or if Wyatt Langford's just hitting doubles and, you know, still on base for him, then he can add those numbers.
Now, I want to bounce back over to, and you might have to fire the music up, Alec, if you feel like it, back to some gridiron gravy. And you asked this question, and I thought it was really, man, Alec was ready. Look at that. What a pro. What is the thing that sells you the most about a coach or a boss? Now, boss for probably a lot of us, coach specifically for the purposes of this discussion. So Devontae Adams was talking about one of the reasons that he went with McVay and went with the Rams is that McVay sent him narrated highlights of his routes as part of his recruiting effort.
Awesome.
And he said he's breaking down every clip. It shows how much ball means to him, how much of a priority I was for him, and the rest of the guys here. That is a winning video right there.
Did you watch receiver? Or?
I didn't.
That's fine. You don't have to.
Is it better than quarterback?
I thought it was just as good.
Okay.
And I kind of like the receiver a little more because there's a little more pizzazz out of those guys. There just is. But when you watch that, you really do get an understanding of the way Devontae Adams thinks about ball. And he loves the game. He is a student of the game. He's not just a dude that's ultra talented and goes out there. He's very talented. But he really is a student of the game and very precise in what he does. So it makes sense that he sees a Sean McVay, that kind of sell, that kind of pitch right there gets him because he's like, that's the reality of what I am. And then, Kevin, you watched the video I showed you this morning of Sean McVay.
It's funny. I thought those two things were the reason of him lifting and stuff, but it was a different video.
Yeah, he's sitting there squatting like 400 pounds, and he's getting his lift on. And, you know, like, yeah, that's got to be the thing where all those guys are like, hey, coach is just one of us, man.
I mean,
maybe just a little smarter than
it is impressive, though.
Yeah.
If he's in the weight room.
Yeah, just lifting with everybody.
Is it hurt your spot on the team if he's lifting more than you are?
Probably.
Like, if you're like a lineman or something like that, not necessarily, sorry, the punter or whatever.
Yeah.
Does that threaten your spot on the team?
I would say, yeah, he's going to use it. He's going to hold it over you. You know, like,
okay.
In practice, you're going to do something. He's going to be like, that's why you need to get on the squat machine like me. You know, there's going to be something. Coaches love
stuff. I wish
like
you would have said that more authoritatively because I would have absolutely wanted that for a drop. All right. Let's go from that to, man, this reporter in Cleveland, Jason Lloyd, just put Myles Garrett on absolute blast. I know we were all caught up with our Micah, DeMarcus Lawrence drama.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know what you thought about this. So Jason Lloyd of The Athletic.
Brother of Christopher.
I don't know that to be the case. I don't know it not to be the case. He said that the Browns should have traded him instead of giving him an extension, which that's not a crazy thought
makes
or
sense,
anything.
Yeah.
And he said, this sounds very Cowboys-esque, he hopes the contract brings a sense of responsibility for Myles Garrett rather than entitlement. And what that means, he continued, quote, "It's well known within the Browns that Garrett is frequently late to the facility. He has skipped mandatory team activities on multiple occasions. Veterans typically police the locker room on those types of things and create the culture of accountability. But here, it's the best player breaking the rules, and that has to change."
I'm going to go back to the show, Kevin, that I just finished, Running Point.
Okay.
There is a moment.
You like that show, right? It's
fun. It's an easy, fun show to watch. The thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
The wind blew our sign over.
The team needs some leadership. And she goes to the guy who is the, you know, he's tenured longest. He's their best player. He's their star. He's their Kobe. And she's like, "Look, I need this out of you." And he's like, "You pay me to play. You don't pay me to lead." And she says, "You're not going to go anywhere if you don't lead." And so, like, that's, you know, that clicks in his mind. That's the thing. A lot of these guys do look at it. They're like, "Look at what I do on the field. That's good enough."
Yeah.
But the teams, when they give them these contracts, they're like, "No, more stuff comes along with it that we don't write in. We just want you to be the dude in that locker room that's demanding more."
One more quick note for you. CBS listed the 10 best value signings in free agency. Both Rico Dowdle and Chauncey Golston were listed as part of the group. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm going to see, okay, we had a representative from, I won't say where they work. Can I say it? Okay. We had a representative from Heritage Auctions just come up. Write something down. I was hoping it was going to be about why we didn't get anything for Peace-a-thon last year.
I haven't seen it. I can guess.
But what do you think it says?
Fire Nico.
Fire Nico is what it said on the paper.
We're all in the same boat.
Coming up next, let's do the combo platter. This is from the mind of Corey. Old People Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what tendency or activity do you engage in that makes you seem way older than you actually are? Plus, maybe we'll open some more cards. All of it next, live from the Dallas Card Show on 105.3 The Fan.
And the Stars will go the other way. Robertson, Duchesne. Duchesne, Robertson, score!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Dallas Card Show where people can attempt to distract, but it will not work.
The only thing that can distract Kevin is a Duke basketball game in the middle of the show. And then the severe, severe injury.
It's weird. Nothing. There was no pressure on me in that instance, and I fell apart. If people are yelling or dancing in front of us, I can keep my cool just fine. And remember, in this segment as well, Corey, we got a lot of stuff happening at the Dallas Card Show. If you know the phrase that pays, you can get one of the three giveaway items that we still have remaining. If you don't, I have other giveaway items for you, and we might be about to add to that as Corey is going to open up a box of 24-25 Court Kings.
And this is a significantly valued box, correct?
That box is probably $200. Came out today or yesterday, and there's only one pack in there, so it's a lot of pressure.
And you're letting me hold this.
That might have been a mistake, but you're here and you love cards, so let's make it happen. But also, it's time for the combo platter, 877-881-1053. By the way, that Court Kings box, courtesy of RJ Dukes in McKinney, always a big assister of Peace-a-thon for us. We love them for that. Dallas Card Show, which has a shop in Allen called the Sports Collectors Hub, they're great with it. Trading Card World in Dallas, worth collecting in Waxahachie.
We might be putting together another reason to go to all those places, too, is what our goal is.
Yes, because we are working on that. But people ask, like, who can you trust? I trust all of those shops a great deal, depending on where you're located in the Metroplex. And they've all helped out Peace-a-thon over the years.
All right. I do have some cards, Kevin. that I have open. I know you have topics that you want to get
to. Okay, I want to throw out the combo platter for people to consider.
These are the
coolest. 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion, and then what activity do you do or what tendency do you have that makes you seem way older than you actually are?
Oh.
This is from the mind of Corey Majors, and I loved it very, very much.
Okay, sports opinion. Can I say sports card opinion today?
Oh, yes.
I think basketball cards are the coolest.
Oh,
we grew up with baseball cards. I didn't grow up with basketball cards. That just wasn't my thing. My cousin gave me my first football card, but I was always into baseball. But the designs on the basketball cards, since I've started collecting since COVID,
yeah,
that was about the time I started diving into this.
Collectibles did have a huge explosion during COVID.
And I think I really do, like, I'm looking at these basketball cards right now, these Panini ones, Kevin. These are gorgeous cards.
The Court Kings look nice.
This Paolo Banchero card is really awesome.
That is a really nice card.
Bradley Beal is a similar card, but Kevin, it's the Jaden Hardy autograph card.
Oh, okay.
The Master Strokes Jaden Hardy autograph card.
Very nice.
And that is numbered 31 of 99 right there.
Very nice.
So if you want that one today, you have an opportunity
come
just
on by.
Up here.
We'll figure out a way to make some giveaways happen for you.
That is my sports card opinion.
Okay.
When I look at them, I think these are the most beautiful, and that's a gorgeous card.
Out of 99, I like it.
And I got a Baylor Sherman for his rookie card. We got some good rookie cards here. All right.
There should be a memorabilia card in there
as well.
I'll
get to it in a second.
Okay.
There is. Every time I stand up, I go, oh,
man,
as I'm getting up to go somewhere. And I think that makes me old.
All right.
It's just
I love
so
that
much.
You say that because my wife makes those noises when she sits down. Even and she I think her whole family does that. Like, I love my wife to death. But when she'll sit down, she'll be like, oh. And I'm just like, why do you do that? And she goes, what do you mean? And she doesn't think anything of it.
It's a way to let the it's a way to let out the it's like lifting weights. All right, you're trying to lift something heavy, and you just Nolan Ryan. What would he do? He'd throw a little harder. What'd he do? He'd give it a grunt, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's all I'm doing is
that's a scientific fact that it makes it go faster.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So I feel like it's just like if I'm going to get up, I kind of have to give myself a little extra leverage by going. Argh! So that's the thing that I do that.
Challenging people at the Dallas Card Show to jump, dance, and scream in front of me to distract them. Hey, right when I was reading that, we got a distraction. So
got a Jalen Williams numbered to 49 card here.
Did you see? Okay, we're giving away the rest to the people. Do you think Ruben should be able to have that? Because he is a nice person but loves the Oklahoma City Thunder.
You know what? I do think he deserves that one. Okay. You know, Ruben does a lot for everybody. Oh, no.
What?
Kevin, there is this is a really cool rookie card. It's got his foot, Donovan Clingan.
Oh, yeah, I like Donovan Clingan.
This is so painful.
Is this going to be a – please –
go ahead and look at it, Kevin. The memorabilia card.
Son of a bitch.
Is a Luka Doncic. It is.
It's an Art Nouveau.
Oh, my gosh. That is so painful to see him
card.
In the Mavs jersey right now. I'm sorry, guys.
It's a blue Mavericks jersey. He's wearing a white Mavericks jersey, which is also a little confusing on the card. But it's an Art Nouveau of Luka Doncic. This is another one that we will be giving away, but it makes me sad. Ooh, and a sweet paint by numbers of the best player in the NBA, Nikola Jokic.
Dude, that Luka card. Again,
you just dropped his Jalen card on the ground.
No, I did. I did. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Does Corey need to ask for forgiveness?
No, I didn't. It didn't fall.
Okay. It did fall. I saw it.
Don't lie.
Okay.
Everybody that's come up so far has had an opinion or still a feeling on Luka.
For sure.
When will that come? After the finals?
No.
Will it go away? If he wins the finals with the Lakers,
then it'll never. It will never go away. Think about it, Corey. It's been
one week since.
32 years 31 years since the Cowboys fired Jimmy Johnson, yeah. or whatever we're calling that.
And we still call, yes.
People still talk about that all the time. If he wins titles, dare I say multiple titles, it'll never, ever go away.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, that is the main conversation piece for people like us, for sure. Like, people want to talk sports with us, and that is, you know, in my private life, that's just what happens, and it's always Luka conversations that come up.
Now, you're going to love this. Oh, yeah. Do you, what's the... Oh, you already told us the old people thing. From the 214, the Rangers win 90 to 95 games this year, and I go to garage sales weekly.
Can I be honest? I'm real quick. I envy people that can go to garage sales and envision something and, you know, walk away with whatever the item is. I see people. My best friend does this. Everything in his house is from garage sales. But he goes in and he sees it and he's like, I know what that value is. And yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's not me.
All right. You're going to like this one because this has a sports kind of question to go along with it. Wondering what the realistic chances are of Luka coming back to Dallas one day. I think it's like 1%.
The Dumont Adelson group destroyed that relationship.
And I know the interview was old, and it was really weird, because yesterday what Patrick Dumont said a month ago just came out. It got traction. And every time he talks about this trade, it sounds dumber.
Dumber and dumber and dumber. But he destroyed the relationship between him and Luka, and I don't think it'll ever be changed. So I would, whatever number you said, go lower than that.
Okay, lower than 1%. I like it. And then they said the thing that makes them old is there's a TV in the break room at work. And instead of watching TMZ or Family Feud or whatever, always watching the news. From the 817, Micah has a bad, distracted season this year, and this person is in bed at 8 o'clock most nights.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I have been going to bed a lot earlier, 9:30 is when I'm like, is it time yet? And I usually am in bed by 10:15, 10:20.
Okay.
So that is, but yeah, 9 o'clock looks so nice sometimes.
From the 806, I love this because, but I also hate it because I think it might happen. For the 806, the Mavericks land a top 5 pick, and Nico trades it for Kevin Durant. And then me and a buddy sit in my backyard drinking beer and complain about how youths nowadays are. Yeah, we complain about the youths nowadays just like true boomers. All right, as long as you know that, I absolutely get that. And from the 214, the Mavs will get Cooper Flagg. I will tell you this. I have not agreed with a conspiracy theory that the league did this trade to get Luka to Los Angeles for ratings purposes and everything like that. If the Mavs were to move up in the draft lottery for the first time ever, get the number one pick and get Cooper Flagg, then I will 100% believe that the league was like, hey, do this for
frozen
us.
Frozen envelope.
Yeah,
type stuff.
Yes, like Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, and we will take care of you. I will 100% believe that is the case.
So the Lakers win a championship, and then Luka, or and then the Mavericks get the Cooper Flagg pick.
Here is a great text. This is from our buddy Eric. Combo platter.
She a follow.
Not that Eric.
Okay.
Football cards are better.
Interesting.
He loves bird watching, and then he gives an extra card opinion. That Paint My Numbers is a case hit.
Yeah, it is. I knew it when I saw it, dude. I did. I absolutely knew when I saw it.
That is an awesome.
I almost put it in my backpack. I was like, I might take this one.
All right. We might decide what card Corey gets alone.
Bird watching, Kevin, is definitely an old person thing. My in-laws watch birds. They have a book that they check off the bird, what date they saw the bird, what time of morning. Like, they have all those things. They live in Central Texas in the hill country, so like that is something that they do. Old people definitely look at birds. What's your favorite bird? Easy. Mockingbird. We're in the state of Texas.
Is that our state bird?
Did you not know that?
No. I thought somebody killed that mockingbird.
What? Oh, my God.
That's why they have the twos and
we
the ones.
Do you have any
your hand
else, Kevin?
Alec, don't tell me you didn't love that joke. Are you lactose intolerant? All right. Alec, give me a sports spin. Give me a sports opinion. And then what do you do that makes it seem like you're way older than you actually are.
Sports opinion, my brain hurts now. Thanks, Kevin. I think this NFL offseason might have been one of the biggest offseasons for misevaluation across the league.
Oh, yeah.
And what do I mean by that? I think that especially the corner market has gotten overinflated just because there wasn't enough good ones to go around this cycle. I think the defensive line market was a little overinflated. I think the Cowboys have misevaluated a lot of things. I think the Steelers misevaluated their whole team construction by saying, we're finally going to acquire a real number one. Who's going to throw the ball to him? We'll figure it out later.
That is weird.
I think there's a lot of teams that have just kind of misevaluated their situations. Granted, there might be one or two out there that I think have done a really good job, like Chicago, I think has done a really good job. I think the Raiders have done surprisingly a really good job. But I think more times than not, if you look at an NFL team and their moves this offseason, you say, I don't think they quite did that right. I think they overpaid or they let the wrong guys go. Houston is blowing up. They're already bad offensive lines. So if they couldn't keep CJ Stroud standing last year, how are they going to do it now with no offensive linemen? I don't know. I think a lot of teams are just kind of playing the game wrong this offseason, and it's really weird, but it adds a level of parity that I'm kind of excited about, I guess. And
now, Alec, I've got a bonus question before you give us your old person thought. Mm. Do we need to go deliver that card to Mike? Because a couple people have suggested that.
Or is
that,
the Luka card?
Or is that just kind of twisting the knife a little?
No, I think
what he would. I think what he would do is you'd hand it to him and he'd just throw it across the room.
I could 100% see that happen.
Yeah, or eat it. Take a bite out of it.
I don't think he would take a bite out of it. Back to you, Alec.
Old person thing. I think for me, it's something I love doing this time of the year into the summer, whenever it's warm outside and, you know, these Texas sunsets are beautiful. I go out for a walk around the neighborhood every single night, right before sunset, just so I can see the sunset. And then it cools off a little bit. And I go for like a 45-minute to an hour-long walk, even though I run most days. So I get my outdoor time every day. But in the evening, I'm just like, I just enjoy the calm, and you know, usually the people that walk past me are probably three times my age, and it's like, yeah, I'm that one 23-year-old that's like, I'm gonna burn an hour of my Friday night going on a walk because, you know, it's just pretty outside and it feels nice. So
if you love sunsets, take a picture and send tweet them to Kevin at Oh Thank Kevin, or you can send them to him on his Facebook page. He loves sunrises and sunset pictures.
No.
You know what? You're getting one
tonight. I
wish
you could text him in right now. That'd be awesome.
That was the worst time when we had pictures with the text. The best time was the No Shirt 9. The worst time was when everybody sent in their stupid sunset or sunrise pictures. But also, if you like sunset walks, let us know. We're going to set Alec Medford up. Yeah, we got a guy for you.
Hey, Kevin, whenever we did do the No Shirt 9, what was the one question we always got about the No Shirt 9?
Do you guys get pictures?
And yes.
Yes, we did.
We definitely got pictures.
I don't know if that's why they changed it, but we definitely...
I feel like it was.
Yeah, I could... see that. Oh, yeah, that's true. I meant to bring this up in Gridiron. Marvin Harrison and Junior and Fanatics have settled
finally
their beef. And so for the first time, you could go on the Cardinals website and buy a Marvin Harrison Jr. Jersey without having to, like, create it yourself.
Wow, and the Cardinals are a 10.
Yeah, we heard that yesterday. I don't know about that. From the 469, my sports opinion is the Rangers are going to win the World Series this year, and an activity that makes me feel old is jumping out of the back of the pickup truck.
Oh, wow. Don't do it. If you're at a certain age, do not jump out of the back of a pickup truck. That your knees can't handle it.
The Chiefs are bringing back Kareem Hunt on a one-year, $1.5 million deal, along with incentives. From the 214 combo platter, give us a sports opinion and then thing that you do that makes you seem way older than you actually are. Kellen Moore will have a winning record in his first season as Saints head coach. That would actually be really impressive. And it's the music that I listen to, primarily from the 60s and the 70s, but it's my dad's music. I wasn't even born when that music came out. So That's fair. If you're like, I listen to nothing but Pink Floyd, and you're going to be like, how old are you? Mm-hmm. I'm 38.
Do you have to be from an era, though, to appreciate and like the music? Do you have to have lived in that era? I don't think so.
No.
Music transcends.
Not at all. But if you talk to somebody who was 40 or 35, and all they said they listened to was like CCR and Jim Croce and stuff like that, don't you think you'd be like, okay.
Maybe that, yeah. Hey, how sheltered were you growing up? You know, that's you were obviously never went outside, and you were only allowed to listen to your dad's record collection.
And Corey doesn't dislike Luka whatsoever. He's just sad
it's sad.
The trade happened, and then we got a Luka memorabilia card out of the Court Kings box from RJ Dukes.
But so we also got that Jokic card and then that Jalen Williams card.
That you dropped on the ground.
No, it didn't fall.
Okay. What card fell on the ground?
Do we have any other fan techs we can?
No, okay. So I'm going to give you my opinion. My opinion is going to remain the same until it's proven untrue.
Jonathan Cox says Rangers and Stars go to the finals, and he watches Westerns and Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and he's only 36.
Okay. I'm going to take that old person thing that he said and try to one-up it.
All right.
My sports opinion, and this is going to remain my sports opinion because it's going to freaking happen. The Dallas Stars are going to win the by God Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah, they are. They just added an elite scorer who wants to play here.
Yes, they did.
Kevin, he did not want to play where he was. He wants to play here.
He does. Now, the thing that I do that makes me seem way older than I have, because I've been doing this for at least 10 years.
Coupons.
That, and I like to fill out the crossword puzzle and the Sudoku in the actual newspaper that I subscribe to. So it's not that, like,
you subscribe to a newspaper?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's the Dallas Morning News.
You have the internet version of it, though.
That is true. That
Why
comes
would you?
Along,
there goes our sign.
That comes along with it. But unlike you, I've seen you do Sudoku or crossword on the app.
Yeah.
No, I like to take the actual newspaper, get an actual pen, and write it all out. Ruben, we might need to reposition that sign. We've been having some trouble with the wind and the sign.
Let's get a sandbag over here. Let's get some sandbags.
So that is going to be my combo platter and my old people opinion. I like to do crosswords and Sudoku out of the actual newspaper. And yes, Corey, if your question was, do I sometimes cut it out of the newspaper so that I can write in it later? Yes. That is fair. That is what I do.
I thought you were going to say that you cut it out of the paper and then you put it in your like scrapbook that you have in your collection of Sudokus.
No. I finished this one in 7 minutes. Like, not any of that. All right, we're the KNC masterpiece right here.
But you're not saying it's a bad idea.
No, that's a great idea. I envy people who thought of that before I did. Alec, if you can give us cut number two, let's talk some college basketball.
Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Texas. That's going to do it. The Aggies will go down to the Longhorns for the second time this season. This time in tournament play. It took two overtimes, but the final score is Texas 94, Texas A&M 89.
Now, this was a huge game right here, and I want to get into it in just a second, but I feel like...
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053. We're giving away tickets to go see the fray. Also, do you want to know if Corey ducked his head down, took off his headset, smashed his headset in his hands against the table?
Maybe hit his forehead on the table, too?
That is exactly what happened. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Win your pair of tickets to go see the fray when they come to the Southside Ballroom on Friday, July 25th. You can go buy the tickets, of course, or you can win them for free right now. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. All right. Getting you to love college basketball. This is the last stop before the brackets are released. And I want to play...
The big tournament.
Yes. Or March college basketball, as you will hear in my discussions for how awesome Underdog is. And it really is, but just can't say certain things with that. All right, Alec, can you also give me cut number eight? Because Trey Johnson had probably the dagger three in that double overtime game last night, and that was a huge win for Texas because I think that guarantees them a spot in the tournament. I know they were like, hey, I think we might be in either. I think they're good to go after that.
Pope somehow gets it to Johnson. Who else? What a play!
Trey Johnson is amazing. He's a possible top, I'd say at least top 8 pick. He might go even higher than that. So if you're watching the Mavericks, you want to scout players in the tournament, Trey Johnson for Texas is a great option right there.
That's the only name I've heard when it comes to Texas basketball, honestly.
That is probably the person that you need to focus in on. Now, another big game that happened, I almost said, let's stick in the Big 12 until my brain was like, remember, Texas A&M hadn't been in the Big 12 forever, and Texas is not in the Big 12 either. Give me cut number 7, because this game, which was in the Big 12 tournament quarterfinal, went down to the wire.
Darian Williams missing the 3. JT Toppin pulls it down. It goes to work and 1.
Now, Texas Tech wins that game 76-74. They are looking at probably at least a number 3 seed, but I still think they are very much in play to get a number 2 seed. Kind of a disappointing performance yesterday for Baylor from VJ Edgecombe. That's another person who looks like a top 8 pick, maybe a top 5 pick, but Texas Tech continues to win. If they were to win their conference tournament, they will absolutely get a number 2 seed. If not, I can't envision them going any lower than a number 3 seed. They are going to be a force to be reckoned with in the tournament.
What is more important, do you feel, in the tournament, location or seeding?
I think it's actually, can I give you a third option?
Sure.
I think it's what the rest of your bracket looks like, because you might have a team like Texas Tech that's a really good team, but like, let's say if you're Houston, you think it could match up well with your strengths.
Right.
Whereas if you're in another bracket and you're Duke, then you might be like, oh, that is the team I did not want to see, because Texas Tech is going to match up very well with us. So seeding matters, but I think people sometimes get bent out of shape for just one line on the seeding line. Like, if you should have been a 5 and you get an 8, I get it. That's some bull crap right there. But if you should have been a 5 and you get a 6, I don't necessarily think it's the end of the world.
Have you ever noticed that teams that are closer to home play better? Or do you think that's kind of a myth?
So I think it's true. And one of the things that when they started kind of switching to the sort of pod system that they do in the NCAA tournament, that's really helped. Because if you're the top team in that little 4-team pod, you're going to get to play not home games, but like
closer to
really
home,
close to home games. And for the longest time, it used to be like, obviously I messed up saying this yesterday, but I really love Duke.
Yes.
Basketball. Speaking of, that's another person who loves Duke basketball right there, Mr. John Machota. But they would always go through the Meadowlands, and everybody would say, oh yeah, that's where Duke wants to be. Or maybe they want to go through Madison Square Garden. So there are some arenas that they're like, fans will travel there for, you know, whether it's Tech, North Carolina, Kansas, whoever. And now, obviously, you're going to have a really heavy SEC contingent in this tournament. I saw somebody's combo platter. I missed their old person opinion, but they said they do not think the SEC will get any team in the Elite 8.
Really?
They
seem too talented.
That would mess up my bracket, because I definitely think they have 2 teams that could make a lengthy run.
Yeah, they just seem too talented to not get anybody there, but maybe the regular season they did just do too much to each other. I don't think that's going to be the case, though.
They broke everybody down.
That is a bold
call. That is a bold opinion. Give me cut number 1, and let's hear the moment that eventually led me to fall apart broadcasting yesterday.
3, no good. Cooper Flagg has the rebound after the missed shot by Jaden Mustaf.
Oh, that's not good.
And Flagg is down.
That is not good.
Flagg is down.
Cooper Flagg was hurt. It turns out it's an ankle injury. The question that came up that I was like, what? People go, hey, is he going to play today?
Cooper Flagg?
Or tomorrow, which is now today. And you're like, against North Carolina. What?
Dude, that dude was in a wheelchair panicking. Again, he doesn't need to play to finish out this tournament. What's it going to change for them other than just one seed? Like,
yeah.
Maybe it?
I, And honestly, I think the only thing that will change is if they could be the top seed overall.
Yeah.
And I think you can still debate whether or not that's really that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't. There's no reason to put him through that. And anybody that's in his ear, you know, any other aside from maybe his parents, like his parents are probably doing the same thing too.
Right.
They're doing, hey, whatever it takes to make sure you're healthy. That's the most important thing. Dude loves basketball, but no, there should be no reason for him to finish in this tournament.
Now, look, and Shire said it's just not worth
it.
Yeah. Look how quickly the odds changed and then started to change back. All right, so Duke was a plus 330 to win the title. Cooper Flagg goes down. You see him in the wheelchair. They go to a plus 700.
Oh.
So their odds more than double. But by the end of the night, cooler heads prevailed. Looks like it's an ankle injury. Not going to necessarily prevent him from coming back, although they did suffer another bad injury yesterday from one of their defensive stoppers. And now they went back to a plus 375.
Ooh.
So they're second behind Auburn. But you saw them go from, like, they're done to, okay, never mind. They're probably still pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to be good for them then.
It was an absolutely wild.
Dude, this place is filling up, man.
I know.
This place is packed.
And
it's awesome.
And this is the VIP time that's open. It'll open to everybody, general public-wise, at 2 o'clock. If you want to come see us, we are right outside the entrance. So you can come see us without necessarily buying a ticket to go into the show, but I would highly, highly, highly
that's where all the goods are.
Recommend, yes.
There's some really good stuff out here. There's some even cooler stuff just inside, too.
Absolutely. I would highly recommend you make your way into it. Now, I told you about Minnesota baseball earlier. What do you think about this? Minnesota fired their head coach, Ben Johnson, after a first-round exit in the tournament. They made the announcement at 2:19 a.m. On their social
this
media.
This is cold, dude.
It really is. And so I guess one of the people that specifically was firing him is the athletic director, Mark Coyle. Mark Coyle is on the NCAA selection committee. So the brackets come out on Sunday. It's a really busy time right now. So he made sure to go back and say, you're fired. Then he could go back for the selection.
Man, that is.
You could just wait it out a minute.
Yeah, or I guess doing it face-to-face is very important. You don't want to call somebody and fire them.
That is
true. So I do, I guess, give him the respect for that. But posting it up at 2:19 in the morning.
Because he flew back Wednesday night, and they were like, hey, don't
done.
Go anywhere.
Yeah, that's, man, that's wild.
All right, so that's our last stop before the brackets come out on Sunday. I hope you guys are enjoying College Basketball Talk. We will continue to talk about it as we move into the official March Madness. Coming up next, we'll remain live from the Dallas Card Show in Allen at the Marriott 777 Waters Creek. And coming up next, C Block starring Corey Majors.
What am I doing this evening? And what do you do if your dog shoots you? Next on the Fan.
What?